Our text this morning is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. A very familiar passage of Scripture, it is true, and yet one that is filled with the truth, reality, the glory, and the wonder of the Bible's gospel. Not the modern gospel, but the gospel that derives from the Word of God. Paul declares, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." There are two emphatic constructions that emphasize the very reason for our series of messages on gaining a grasp of the gospel. Christ Jesus came into the world, sinners to save. Sinners, objects of His wrath and indignation. Sinners against His holy law. Sinners against His ordained order in creation. Sinners against His moral and spiritual order. Christ Jesus came into the world, sinners, to save. And then Paul writes, "Of whom the very foremost am I." He never lost the sense of God's free and sovereign grace that arrested him, a persecutor of God's people, and made him a fervent minister and apostle of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We live in our modern society, which is, among other things, a pluralistic society, embracing in general all religions, despite their nature and character, with the exception of one religion, and that is the truth and reality of biblical Christianity. Men mock the message of the cross. Man, as the image bearer of God, even in his fallen and sinful condition, is still incurably religious. He must have an ultimate in his life. He must have a cause that is greater than life itself. For some, it is collectivism or communism or socialism. For others, it is a system of religion by works and self-effort. And for this, men will irrationally give of their time, their energies, their monies, and some would even die. But the world has always rejected the truth of the gospel, the message of Christ and Him crucified. Paul could write in his day, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." And so it is in our day. As we have approached this series of studies, we have stated repeatedly that we must have both a biblical grasp and a theological or doctrinal grasp of the gospel. This is essential, and we needed to be reminded of it. All cults within the guise of Christendom claim the Bible as their authority. Some have a closer or more remote approach to Scripture, but they hold the Bible inconsistently. Thoughts of human ability, free will, works, energy enter in and intrude and pervert the gospel message. Thus, we need to have a firm and a coherent grasp of the biblical message, and that is the place of theology. Our studies we have arranged in a sevenfold manner. We have noted the particulars of the gospel, the presuppositions of the gospel, the perpetuity of the gospel, one unified message of salvation in both the Old and New Testaments, the perversions of the gospel, and every generation has found a perverted message substituted for the gospel of the grace of God.